This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Pro-Moscow officials say residents in all four occupied areas of Ukraine voted to join Russia. The Kremlin-orchestrated votes have been dismissed by the U.S. and its Western allies as illegitimate. According to Russia-installed election officials, 93% of the ballots cast in the Zaporizhia region were in support of the annexation, as were 87% of ballots in the southern Kherson region and 98% in Luhansk. The preordained outcome sets the stage for a dangerous new phase in Russia's seven-month war in Ukraine, because it's expected to serve as a pretext for Moscow to annex the four areas. That could happen within days. Leaks on Russian gas pipelines raise worries over sabotage, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A series of unusual leaks on two natural gas pipelines running from Russia under the Baltic Sea to Germany have triggered concerns about sabotage, overshadowing the inauguration of a long-awaited pipeline that will bring Norwegian gas to Poland to bolster Europe's energy independence from Moscow. Sweden's national seismic network says it recorded two explosions that occurred on Monday near the leaks in the Russian gas pipelines. The Polish Prime Minister has called the events an act of sabotage, while his Danish counterpart said she couldn't rule it out. I'm Charles de la Desma.
On Wednesday, Denmark's defense minister will travel to Brussels to meet with NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg to talk about the gas leaks. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Ian tore into western Cuba as a major hurricane Tuesday and left 1 million people without electricity. Now it's on a collision course with Florida over warm Gulf waters, expect to strengthen it to a catastrophic Category 4 storm. Ian made landfall early Tuesday in Cuba, where officials set up 55 shelters, evacuated 50,000 people, rushed in emergency personnel, and took steps to protect crops in the nation's main tobacco-growing region. In Florida, 2.5 million people were ordered to evacuate. A Kenyan lawyer who was charged with bribing and threatening witnesses who were to testify against the country's current president, William Ruto, has been found dead. VOA correspondent Mariama Diallo reports from Nairobi.
Kenyan police and family members of Paul Gicheru confirmed his death Monday night to local media. It was not immediately clear what caused the 50-year-old lawyer's death, and a police spokesman did not answer our calls. Gicheru was facing charges of bribing and threatening witnesses in a case against Kenya's newly elected president, William Ruto, and broadcaster Joshua Sang. Ruto and Sang were among several Kenyans, including former President Uhuru Kenyatta, who were charged with prompting violence in the 2007 disputed election. ICC spokesperson Fadi El Abdallah told VOA he could not comment on Gicheru's case until the confirmation of Gicheru's death was submitted by Kenyan authorities to the trial chamber. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Beleaguered former South African President Jacob Zuma has said he's ready to make a surprise return to politics by standing for a top position when the ruling African National Congress holds a conference in December. Zuma was South Africa's president from 2009 to 2018 before he was forced to resign amid wide-ranging allegations of corruption in government and state-owned institutions. He's currently on medical parole after he was sentenced to 15 months in prison last year for defying a court order to testify at a commission investigating corruption. Recapping our top story, pro-Moscow officials say residents in three of the four occupied areas of Ukraine voted to join Russia. The Kremlin-orchestrated votes have been dismissed by the U.S. and its Western allies as illegitimate. The preordained outcome sets the stage for a dangerous new phase in Russia's seven-month war in Ukraine, because it's expected to serve as a pretext for Moscow to annex the four areas. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.